All right, let's move on. We've got two major items still to cover on the agenda. We've had a look at Wan Chai. Let's now look, move along and look at Island East particularly. This was highlighted the need to look at this area was highlighted when, if you remember, when we looked at the Oil Street scheme, we realised that we needed to better understand what was happening all along that waterfront. And of course, the North Point site has recently been sold as well. So we need to keep close order, I think, on this particular area. So please, we have with us April Kuhn from the District Planning Office, or the District Planning Officer, sorry, and Irene Lai. And I think Ms. Lai is going to brief us, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairman, and members give us a chance to introduce the planning of North Point. Irene is the senior town planner looking after the North Point district. So as we have a long agenda today, I better hand over to Irene to do the presentation now.
Thank you.
多謝主席。
不過渡輪碼頭以東面這裏來看，其實最主要是個商業區來的，這邊。在這個位置見到，英皇道和渣華道一帶，其實以前有些舊的工業大廈，其實在近年已經陸續被一些商業樓宇取代，另外也有些纜車地方，基本上是政府的辦公室、例如北角的政府合署、海關大樓、廉署總部都在這個位置。
遠少少呢一個位置呢，即係我先最資料位置呢，就係講緊係近住接近7漁涌嗰邊嘅商業地帶嘅發展。咁大家見到呢，其實呢度呢就其實見到係北角渡輪碼頭啊。咁其實北角渡輪碼頭呢，現時呢其實都係依然有小輪服務去紅磡啦、九龍城啦同埋觀塘。咁而再過少少呢，其實有一個北角嘅汽車渡輪碼頭呢，咁呢一個其實係港島區呢唯一一個呢依然係運載危險品車輛嘅汽車渡輪碼頭嚟嘅。 除了剛才之前的議程，CED2同事介紹過關於WD2底下在北角海濱將有一個新的海濱公園之外，在這裏其實就在這張幻燈片裏面，看到現在目前在北角海邊有的一些現有的公眾休憩用地，包括了和富島休憩花園、城市花園的公眾休憩用地、和富花園、糖水道花園、北角村的臨時花園。 除此之外，有電召街的爺童遊樂場，以及近住北角危險品車輛渡船碼頭附近那幾個遊樂場，以及海濱花園。 咁總括嚟講咧，其實我哋覺得咧，無論由東至西喺海濱嗰個連貫性方面，又或者南至到北，又係內陸至到海邊嘅暢達性方面咧，我哋都可以做多一啲功夫嘅。咁而點樣為咗呢個海濱注入更多嘅生命力咧？其實都係我哋喺規劃北角海邊裏邊未來一啲主要發展嘅一啲重點嚟。咁其中一個主要嘅發展咧，就係油街嘅綜合發展區啦。咁其實喺城規會喺2009年喺通過嘅規劃大綱裏邊咧，當中亦都係考慮咗規劃指引裏邊嘅一啲建議噶。譬如建議佢係做一個商業啦、酒店、住宅同埋休憩用地嘅發展。我哋希望咧用一個多用途嘅發展咧，締造一個活動嘅焦點，增加海濱嘅朝氣。咁而喺充分地利用呢個土地資源嘅同時咧，我哋都希望盡量減低佢喺海旁呢邊嘅地積比率啦，係去到6倍嘅。咁喺樓宇高度方面咧，我哋都係參考咗海港規劃指引裏邊啦。咁近海建築物咧，我哋係會低一啲，係定喺主水平基準以上100米，而內陸咧就會高一啲，係111米。咁由於地盤都係非常之接近東區走廊同埋中環灣仔繞道啦，咁所以喺我哋規劃中裏邊咧，係要求所有住宅樓宇咧係需要距離翻東區走廊或者係中環灣仔繞道咧向後移50米嘅。此外咧，我哋都好希望咧可以加強向海濱個方向，無論喺行人或者係視覺上面嘅聯繫。咁因此咧，我哋規定咗喺地盤西南面咧係需要提供個15米闊嘅園景行人通道，係沿油街係通往將來嗰個海濱公園啦。咁而地盤西北面咧，亦都係要有一條20米闊嘅園景行人通道。咁大家喺呢張細圖嗰度見到咧，原本咧就我哋喺油街同埋去南面呢、這個政府機構用地裏邊咧，本身係條路嚟嘅。咁但係我哋都知道咧，就喺海邊做個冇車嘅環境係較為理想啦。咁所以我哋最拉尾咧喺呢個規劃大綱裏邊咧，我哋咧就係建議用一個迴旋處嘅形式去取代。咁而將原本規劃愛嚟用嚟做道路嘅地方咧，咁咧就加埋前往加油油。前往加油亭會隔離呢啲嘅空地咧，咁係黃色一部分咧，就愛嚟劃嚟做一個嘅休憩嘅用地。咁我哋希望喺呢個安排咧，係可以係同油亭會嗰個二級歷史建築咧，發揮一啲協同效應啦，為海濱加一啲姿彩啦。咁而據我哋都先前其實康文署嘅同事都有講啦，咁其實佢哋咧就會係將呢個二級建築裏邊咧做一啲活化咧，係做一個 art space project 咧，係愛嚟推廣翻啲藝術噶。咁總嘅嚟講咧，其實將來呢一笪地方裏邊咧，會提供翻6400平方米嘅休憩用地咧，俾市民享用嘅。咁另外一個主要發展係喺北角村嘅用地啦。咁其實咧，北角村嘅用地咧，我哋會分開兩部分嚟發展嘅，包括咗西 A 同埋西 B。咁西 A 咧將會用嚟做一個酒店嘅發展，咁而西 B 咧就會有個商住混入嘅用途嚟嘅。咁另外咧亦都有啲交通公共設施啦、社區設施啦、另外海濱長廊啦，同埋休憩用地咁樣樣噶。咁而我哋所注重嘅咧，其實都係用一啲多元化嘅發展啦、海濱長廊同埋休憩用地嘅整體規劃。咁構思中咧，其實喺碼頭對開位置咧，我哋會有個中間嘅中央廣場係作為一個活動嘅樞紐，去匯聚翻周圍嘅遊客或者市民嘅活動咁樣樣㗎。咁同時間我哋都係想採取一個較為相對地較低嘅一個地積比率。建築物高度方面咧，我哋會限係將來喺呢個發展咧係唔可以高過主水平基準上80米。咁而喺西 B 呢一度咧，咁其實我哋都會係要求發展商咧係將佢哋建築物咧係由潮海方向咧就係10級以下，係要同較為內陸嘅建築物咧中間要相距有30米嘅高度嘅距離嘅。咁同時間咧，我哋都係要求咧將來嘅申請人咧會做翻一啲緩解舒緩噪音嘅一啲措施㗎。咁而喺書局街，即係呢一條，同埋琴行街嗰度咧，咁我哋建議咧係加設2條嘅園景行人通道，咁市民咧亦都同時間可以係利用翻糖水道，即係呢一邊啦，電照街呢一邊啦，咁係可以係出去海邊啦。咁另外咧，我哋都係建議咧係加一條嘅行人隧道咧，係連接翻北角港鐵站同埋碼頭嘅方向，係方便啲市民咧係由前往碼頭同埋海邊。咁而書局街同埋琴行街呢兩個咁嘅園景行人通道咧，其實亦都係可以愛嚟做一個觀景廊同埋一個通風廊，係希望可以改善翻海濱個嗰個整體嘅環境。 咁而最新嘅情況咧，其實西 A 咧依個酒店項目咧，其實依然都喺依家歐地表啦。咁西 B 咧就係剛剛咧就係最近已經係有發展商嘅投得啦。咁我相信遲啲咧佢哋會入翻個規劃申請咧俾城規會考慮。咁到時咧咁我相信即係嗰個發展商我哋會要求佢咧上嚟翻同專責小組咧去介紹翻佢哋嗰個嘅發展噶。咁至於啲中長期嘅優化建議咧，就喺其實喺今年三月嘅時候咧，就完成咗港島東嘅海旁研究。咁裏邊咧，其實係建議咧喺東朗走下邊咧興建一個兩公里長嘅行人板道，係連接灣仔第二期個北角新嘅海濱公園啦，同埋海裕街中間噶。咁由於糖水道附近嗰個東朗嘅支路下面咧，其實空間唔係好夠啦。咁我哋知道咧，其實有少部分嘅行人板道咧，或者有需要係伸延出去海面。咁而當中咧，可能涉及一啲保護改革條例。咁而我哋知道咧，係土木工程署依家咧，其實係做緊一個專題研究啦，係探討咧係佢喺工程上面可行性啦，同埋一啲保護海港條例相關嘅一啲問題嘅。咁優化北角渡輪碼頭咧，係港島東海旁研究裏邊另一個重點嘅建議啦。咁我哋希望咧，製造一個以動感娛樂為主題嘅海濱啦。咁係同東區走廊下邊嗰個行人板道咧，結合成一個主要嘅活動空間，加入啲零售啊、餐飲嘅設施，同碼頭現有嘅海鮮檔，發揮一啲協同效應。咁研究裏邊亦都係建議咧，維持翻現時喺北角碼頭嗰個渡輪服務啦，同埋提供翻一啲泊位俾啲休閒嘅船隻噶。除此之外咧，亦都可以將係碼頭嗰個天棚咧去美化啦，開放翻俾公眾。咁而係喺建議中裏邊咧，其實裏邊係包括咗喺海邊嗰20米嘅海濱長廊咧。咁其實呢一個海濱長廊咧，就會率先喺北角村嘅發展裏邊咧，會由嗰個發展商去提供，之後興建完係交翻俾康文署噶。咁我喺呢度匯報係咁簡短嘅匯報。
Thank you very much. Obviously, a number of elements to the to what we're looking at here. We've discussed, before at some length, Oil Street. So, my suggestion would be we perhaps leave that for the moment. We've also discussed boardwalks. We've discussed the ferry piers, but I don't think we spent much time on the North Point estate. And obviously, now that's been sold to Sun Lung Kai. We need to keep a close eye on that situation. But I'm happy members to discuss any of these initiatives or indeed any other ones. Paul.
Just as a general comment. First, Chairman, I'm a bit confused by this briefing. We just had a planning briefing. But I think what we're interested in is a harbourfront enhancement briefing by the harbour unit, which is reflected in this overview of the harbourfront enhancement by action areas on Hong Kong Island, which is supposed to be an integration of the inventory of all the projects and land uses and strategy and so on. I think we're interested in what's going to happen for this particular waterfront and what is in progress. How are the issues that we have raised that have come up over time are being dealt with? I'm happy with this information from the planning department about some of the land use planning, but that's broad brush land use uses. I can look them up on the OZP on the map in front of me. But I think we're far more interested in how we're dealing with all the issues in front of us that we have discussed so many times, raised over emails and meetings and phone calls and submissions. And, can we have an update? I don't understand.
If you look at the list of action areas, you'll find that Oil Street was identified as a key concern, if you like. And obviously, we've addressed that. We've spent a lot of time on that. You see here also that North Point Estate, this is item 8 on the schedule, is identified again as an area where we need to marshal our forces, if you like, and ensure that we come up with a solution which is, as you say, enhances the waterfront. So I think it is useful to look at what the planning department have tabled. This is presumably the brief, or not the brief, but this is going to form the basis of any development proposal that's being put together at the moment, so I think it is useful to look at these things.
Chairman, I dispute that because we've been briefed on the North Point Estate, we've been briefed on by the oil depot, we've been briefed by the proponent. We've had those briefings. The issues that have been raised is other issues like what are we going to do with the waterfront in North Point? What are we going to What are we going to do with the air ventilation tower? Are we going to get the footpath for the air fan shaft? How are we dealing with the food? How do people get pedestrian connectivity? Because the management building is blocking the path there.
We're coming on to. I mean, that's the next item on the agenda. We're going to be
outstanding questions: the connectivity, the pedestrian connectivity between the boardwalk and the hinterlands, the waterland interfaces, where the boats going to be able to moor and not moor. I mean, those are the issues that we have raised. I mean, the OZP, we all know. I mean, we're not going to broad land use stuff. So I'm a bit confused about this briefing. You know, what's the? I mean.
Do you remember we had a discussion about Old Street and it came out of a discussion about context, that we were looking at things in isolation, if you like, and it would be useful to see the context in terms of the whole of North Point, which is what we're doing now.
Okay, well then maybe we should move on straight to the next item then, because I don't have anything to contribute to taking this here. Thank you.
Other members, any comments on what we've got in front of us? Not helpful context. I mean, we always say that we always claim that we do. You know, part of the challenge is that we don't have the context when we're looking at a lot of the proposals. This is providing context. Does it not help? Okay. Any observations? Comments? Right, thank you. All right, thank you.
或者可唔可以喺最後作少少回應？咁其實咧我諗係除咗俾大家了解翻北角整體嘅喺海邊嘅規劃之外咧，其實我哋了解到咧先前我哋喺 action area 上邊咧，我哋分 item 咧會有啲唔同 item 嘅進展嘅。咁其實我係希望咧喺呢一個機會咧，同大家分享翻咧，其實呢啲唔同 item 裏邊咧，其實我哋都係逐步地係有進展嘅。即係譬如話遊街嘅項目，譬如話係講緊北角村嘅項目，其實我哋見到咧將來我哋海濱上面連接性咧，係會將來係會好快，不日可能而家有啲發展都會喺度積極咁進行中。咁所以其實呢個我哋係從呢個規劃上面咧，希望佢係真係落實去發展嗰個情況嚟㗎。咁希望係即係將呢啲資料同大家分享翻㗎。
Thank you.
But Chairman, in that case, why don't we see detailed layout plans? Why do we see broad land use plans? I mean, if we want to, we want to talk the detail.I want to talk about people can walk, land users, open space, I mean, it's all fine, but let's just look at the detail. Now we have to take you for your word, but I can't see anything. So it's the same as the previous one-shy discussion. We get this broad plan, but we don't look at the detail. I mean, it's like, it comes around to the detail.
Well, we have looked, to be fair, we have looked at detail on Oil Street and the ferry piers and on the boardwalk, but let's leave it for today. Thank you very much. Thank you.